Okay, we go five short. Parshas Tazria, Tovshin Peidal and Adiyas. Our learning should be first and foremost for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, the hostages for the Chayim, Chayilot, Pesorot, Tovas, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach. And also from my father-in-law, who went to the Olam HaEmes this week, Rav Avram Abba, Ben Rav Moshe Chaim. Our learning should be for his neshama, it should be made Yosher for us and all of Klai Yisrael, somebody I looked up to as a true role model, a true Oiv Yisrael, a true Tamil Chacham, and someone that any Torah that I have, any Torah that I'm able to share, it's only because of him. Okay, the first idea comes from Moshe Mordechai Epstein. I saw this actually in Eretz Yisrael in the great Sefer Pnim Shulchan Gavav. Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Aloso. Opening puzzle to our Parsha says, on the eighth day, you should do the Bris Milah. Gemara Nita says, Laman off on the base. Why do you wait till the Mimila B'Shmini? Because at the end of the day, we have something called Nida, 7 days, and the eighth day, at least they'll be able to hug. Very good. But nowadays, says Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, we don't have the eighth day because we have something called Shiva Nekiyim. We have the Seirat to wait 7 clean days, the Derabana, that even after the 5 days, we add on 7. So then, why is it still on the eighth day? Okay, I understand it's a mitzvah in the Torah, but why Dafka the Chazal choose Dafka this reason if the reason doesn't apply anymore? Rashi brings a reason that doesn't apply anymore. Says Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein in a tremendous episode, which is all about Pesach and all about everything in life. He says, you want to know why Rashi and Chazal Dafka specifically chose this to be able to write it right over here? To show us how important it is to be mishtatif in the Tzah im Chaveiro. That even though the father and mother are not going to, even that the halacha doesn't apply anymore because we have Shiva Nekim after the 5 days that they count, and that's a derabanan. We want to show that we want to feel the tsar, how important it is for us to feel the tsar, even if it's not lamaisa anymore. To be able to show the tsar that we can't have people being so joyous at the bris milah and the parents and the father and mother can't hug. Not because it's lamaisa, to show us the importance of the mishtatif, to feel someone else's tsar. This is the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Maos Chitin. The whole Indian Maos Chita has been caring for someone else. Like Rabbi Maskew would say from the Rambam. Maskew Shlita says, what's true Simchas Yontif? Not Simchas Kreso, not Simcha from your belly. Simcha for the Aniyim. Simcha for caring about other people. Like my father-in-law used to tell me, there's a Jew in Miami Beach, I don't want to say who, he used to go and he still does this. He goes into the supermarkets and people they give it a list and they have a blank check. They have a blank check to feel like they're a person. That's true Simchas Yontif. True Simcha is being able to give to care for the others, for the poor, for the downtrodden, for the widows. And how important is especially this year? How many Pesach people are going to have? Not going to have their fathers, not going to have their mothers, and their children, whether it be from the soldiers or the hostages. They should all come back. But at the end of the day, we have to feel the tzar. And this is where Moshe Mordechai said, even if the halacha doesn't apply, Chazal Dafka wants to emphasize it to show how important it is to feel the tzar of others. Idea number two. Pasuk Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel. The Ra Hakoyin Sanega Beor Abalser Vaseya Benega Hafach Lavan Mara Anel Malka Beor. But so the Meisa, they bring it to the Koyin. They bring the Nega to the Koyin. Rishol Salanter says such an incredible idea. He says, why is it that if you look at the end of Parsha Shmini, this could have been idea number one also. But when you look at the Parsha Shmini, he talks about Machos Asuros, talks about forbidden foods and things we can and can't eat. And here, beginning of Tazria and Ramatzah, we're really talking about the really Iker of Tazria is not Bresmi. Iker of Tazria is really Taras. What's going on? What's the connection? Such a solanter, profound idea. When you've said this before, we'll say it again. Just like a Jew is so careful not to eat chametz and not to eat non-kosher, chas v'sholom, so too, says Rav Solanter, we're so careful what comes into our mouth, we also have to be careful what comes out of our mouth. So this is Saul Solanto. That's exactly what the end of Shemini talks about. My chasus, what comes in, especially about chametz. Not everyone's so careful with chametz. What about the chametz comes out of your mouth? What about lashon hara? What about nevel peh? What about making sure they would say good things? And I think the Rabbeinu Yonah or the Graz, one of them said, what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, we're going to be judged on din v'cheshbon. Din v'cheshbon. What's din and cheshbon? It's the same thing. No, din are the things that we did wrong, but the cheshbon are the things that we should have said but we didn't say. So it's kind of what Rav Solanter said. So be careful what comes into our mouth, but also what comes out of our mouth. We have a chance to be able to build someone up. We have to make a kiddush Hashem, but you don't. You're lazy. Cheshbon. We have to be careful what comes into our mouth, but also what comes out of our mouth. Making sure not to squander those opportunities when you're in the airport, when you're in the supermarket, whatever it is. A Jew has the opportunity to be able to build someone up. din. Those are for the negative things. What about for the positive things? The things that we have the chitz to build someone up. Beautiful day for Bissol Solanter. And saying, this mechza parsha, the number three. A third idea comes to us from the Das Moshe of Kuznets. Moshe Yochim Bria Mikuznets, the son of the Avodah Yisrael. The pasuk says, beginning of Shishib, Ishki, Mari, Roisha, Kerachu, Toru. His head is bald, he's pure. Says the Das Moshe, Mamash, a beautiful word. Hamashpil Atzo Mesachim Igaiva, Kimari Rosho. When a person's head is lowered, but Domel Shurik me call, it feels like he's empty, bald, Kerachu, Toru. Says the Das Moshe, when a person feels like they're humble, feels like you mevatar yourself. When a person is mevatar himself to their bonashom, that is the ultimate purity. That is the ultimate purity. When a person is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina, like he says from the Kiddush Slavi, always. Why does it say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina? My father-in-law loved Pirkei Avos. And I think I shared this idea with him. Why does it say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina? He didn't get the Torah from Sinai, he got the Torah from Hashem. What's going on over here? Says the Kiddush Slavi, you know, he understood the Midah of Anova from Har Sinai, and that's when he was going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. There's an incredible poetry book that I got from Montreal, Scrolls of Poetry, from Mississippi Schechter. This is exactly the Indian of Anova, of Vayidom Aaron. And she said in last week's parsha, but I think it goes well very much. Words, when they seem superfluous, when they rob the experience, when they cannot do justice, when they overcrowd the air, silence. When there's room for awe, when there's space to go in, there's only acceptance, when there's no stronger sound. Awkward only when we can't let it be. Meaning at the end of the day, our job is to be Vayidom Aaron. Things in life we don't understand. The things in life that we saw this year we don't understand. Especially the same things that I saw this week as well. But at the end of the day, we know there's a bigger picture. My father-in-law was someone who never, ever complained. Ever. Ever complained. And he had a lot of tzaras. But yet, he was able to say, you know what? The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. When a person lowers himself, when a person humbles himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. That's exactly what the Das Moshe is saying here. Kimari Roisha, you make sure that your head is bald, meaning it's not about you. Kerachu, Tahuru. You're pure. You're pure. You're Kaddish. Idea number four. A few psukim later, what does he have to do? Tame Tame Yikra. He's to tell people that I am Tame. I am Tame. So Rashi brings Marmoi Katan. If they make sure to be able to go away and to be able to realize that he is Tomei. Good. There's also Chazal that say they have to make sure that they daven for him. And this is the Baal Shem Tov goes. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Shomer Alav, Lahodiyat Tzar Alav Abim. V'zeh Shirechem Alav, Shiyori Rechem Shemam Alav, At Shiyala Aruchu Lenego. He talk Lashin Hara. So it's Mamash Midah Kenida. It's a magical word, says the Baal Shem Tov. Tomei Tomei Ikra means not that they should come, that Tzarash is contagious. Because he didn't think he needs others. Now he's telling other people to daven for him, Chazal say, Tamei Tamei Yikra. He's saying, please daven for me, because he realizes that you need other people. You can't just stay by yourself. And then he'll realize the incredible, that's the tikkun. He thinks that you could talk about other people. Now he realizes you need other people. Be part of the tzibor. Not just about feeling the tzar, but part of the tzibor. My father-in-law was someone who has worked for the tzibor. He didn't work. He was very involved with individuals' lives and learned people and talked to people. But he was always involved with the tzibur in Miami Beach, the tzibur in Yerushalayim, the tzibur of wherever he could be. He was always working for the klal. Rabbi Berdinsky Shlita always says, he never knows how he has so much klichus because he doesn't get so much sleep. But he knows. He knows it's one thing. When you work for the tzibur, when you work for the klal, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you extra klichus. It gives you extra klichus. It's very simple. When you prepare shiurim and just whatever, when a person does for others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the ma'alim and the teva, the good things. And that's it. That's it. And that's Tamei Tamei Yikra. Somebody speaks saras, it's pashut. You need Tamei Tamei Yikra, not just they have kuris, but then you tell them to daven, that they should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're telling them so much more than that. So it's really for them to be able to realize that you need others. Incredible idea from the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Dinsky, idea number five. Last pasuk in our parsha of Shlomo Belzner, idea number five: Zois Torahs Negat Taras. This is the Torah Negat Sotas Katzimra. Pishah Mashsiu Eiro Kli Leil Haru L'Tama. Anytime you have these types of things, this is what you should do to purify or to tummy it up. Says the Shalom of Belz, the Belzner Midbar Koydish, the Belzner Rabbah L'Taru L'Tama. Tachlas HaToyra, not just the Torah, the subject of Saras, but Torah. Tachas HaTorah, Zoyz Torah, Ki Sha'odim Yitar Ma'isa, B'kach Yinotzam Minagorim L'Taro. The whole point of the Torah is that it should purify us and transform us and uplift us and make us better people. And this is exactly what Rabbi Goldberg likes to say from Rav Chaim V'Lajiner. The Torah says, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, my father in law Pirkei Avos, and the sixth parak says, the Torah is Mechshartu, it kashes us. It's like libun, like we're doing now for getting ready, we're getting our ovens and our countertops and everything. We're mamash making libun and making it fire. It's gotta transform, it's gotta kasha the Torah. It's gotta warm us up, it's gotta transform us and make us better people and bigger people, more patient people, more loving and more caring people. That's a tachas Torah. I love that idea from Avshalom of Belz and the Ruchaim Veloshim, which is mamash Pesach. Anytime you're pouring the water down, so we should make sure, maybe say a tefillah when we're pouring that water. To make sure when we live Torah lives, it should be filled with kashering our neshama mamsh. That's how we review these five ideas. We start off saying the first day from Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Yud Beis Gimel, why is it? So Rashi says, because the husbands and wives can't hug, so we Yudavka on the 8th day, so after the 7 days of Nidah, very good. But except after the 5 days, but we have 7 days of Shiva Nekiyam. Yeah, we count, we have an extra seven, so why is Rashi bringing this, it doesn't even apply anymore? Says Rav Moshe Epstein, because we want to show the Torah the importance of if someone else is not having a tzar, we have to have a tzar. Like Rabbi Goldberg always says, you're always happy as your least happiest child. It's an incredible line. You're always happy as your least happy child. To feel for your child, to feel for someone else. This is the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and when it comes to Pesach, most chitim, caring for other people, like the Rambam says, Rabbi Matkut says, Simchas Yontif is Simchas, not Simchas crazy about your own belly. Simcha for other Jews. Thinking about the orphans, thinking about the widows, thinking about the soldiers, thinking about the hostages. Beautiful idea. Idea number two, Rabbi Sol Salantur, Neged Tzarasi, why Dafka, by the end of Shemini, talks about Machal Sasuras, the forbidden foods, and now it's all about Tzaras. Just like we're careful whether it comes into our mouth with chametz or chametz chasu shalom, to be careful it comes out of our mouth. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. And the third parak of Perkavos, my father in law Perkavos, at the end of the day, din v'cheshbon, din are the things that we did wrong. Cheshbon are the things that we could have done, but we didn't do. I think he says on the things that we could have done, but we didn't do. When we could have get a compliment, or we could have learned better, or whatever it is, at the end of the day, it's not just about the things that we didn't do, but it's all the things we could have done as well. The third idea we said from of the Daf Moshe of Kudus of Yishim Kimara Roisho Kerachu, when it's in Yishis Kimara, you lower your head, Kerachu, you're bald, Tarhu. That's Torah, that's holy. That's Kudus Yosef Moshe Kibbutz from Sinai. There's like the Gemara in Tainis, Stav Zion, the Torah goes from a low place, from a big place, from down the mountain, to a low place, also the Torah goes, and as we said, from the poem, from the scrolls of poetry, to accept the Rabbonu Shalom in our lives. The Baal Shem Tov idea number four, Tomei Tomei Yikro, Rashi says to be able to make sure that the Tzaras doesn't come near you, or Chazal also say to make sure that the Rabbim daven for you, but the Baal Shem Tov says, he thinks, it's Mamash Amidik Nehmi, he thought that he didn't need someone else. By David, by asking them to daven for you, your mamash, you're telling it's a tikkun for what he did by saying lashon hara. Now you realize that you needed tzibur. The founder was a person of a tzibur or caring about the tzibur. But Rizik says he only has the koyches because he's thinking about the tzibur. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that you care about the tzibur, you care for others, mamash the klal, the boshim gives you as much as you need. Finally, for the founder of Shavuot, Belz, the taro, the tamo, the Torah is negat saras. The Torah is supposed to the taro, supposed to bring us up. The Torah next is to bring us up, transform us, like the Ruach Haim says, the Mechshart. The Torah is supposed to bring us up. Rav Shechter quotes this Ruach Haim as well. Rabbi Goldberg quoted it, and Rav Shechter quoted it, I saw recently as well. The Torah is supposed to mamash libun. When we're pouring that water on our countertops for getting rid of the chametz, we have to make sure to have it in mind as well, that our lives should be filled with Torah and tefillah, that we're warming ourselves up. We should be zochev as Hashem Yisbarach, to feel the tzar of others. We should be zochev as Hashem, to be careful what comes in our mouth, what comes out of our mouth, mamash, to humble and nullify ourselves to Rabbonu Shalom. To realize that to be part of the cloud is so important, it's mamish everything. To realize that the Torah is supposed to lift us up, transform us, to be bigger and better people, but as Hashem, the story is Torah.